That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Up in the minds of Lum and Abner, the idea that each of them was planning to do away with the other in order to collect the insurance money, finally reached a climax more dangerous than had ever been anticipated. In the heat of their rage, they agreed to a duel and set the place as Pin Oak Flats. The time, 12 o'clock noon. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, cautious people seldom make errors. Now, it's smart to be cautious, especially if you're going out to have a good time Saturday night. But just before you go, check up on your Alka-Seltzer so that you'll be sure to have some on hand when you want it. You see, sometimes, after an evening out, you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach. Well, that's just the time you want Alka-Seltzer ready in your medicine cabinet. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the morning after. You can get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist in either the 30-cent Get Acquainted package or the large economical 60-cent size. The large package contains over three times as many tablets, yet costs only twice as much. So get a package now. Remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the morning after. Never be caught without Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and his second, Cedric Weehunt, waiting for their adversaries at the dueling ground.
I bound you that Lum won't even show up here. What time's he getting to be, Cedric?
Oh, glad you asked me. Just a minute. Let me look here.
Yeah, I figured you'd want to show off your new watch. I'm sure this is the place where Lum said we was going to meet for the duel. Pin Oak Flats, he said. I know he did.
Let's see. Now, don't talk so loud. Let's see. That's a three there. I know that for sure.
He's going to fool around and make me late for my lunch. What he's going to do?
No, it's a three because it says three right there.
Just had a hunch he wouldn't show up. That Lum talks big, but when you come right down to it, he's just a big Frady's cat.
The little hand tells the minutes, don't it?
What'd you say, Cedric?
The little hand's the minutes, ain't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, you asked me what time it was. I'm trying to figure it out for you.
Oh, well, I done looked at my own watch. About 5 minutes to 12.
Oh, well, that'll give me something to go on here. Let's see. See if I can figure it out now. See, you know, I'm getting mixed up coming.
Yeah.
That's a three there, but it ain't got no hand pointing to it.
Never mind, Cedric.
Well, I'd like to get this for you as long as I'm your, what do you call me now?
My second.
Oh, yeah. Second.
Yeah.
What's a second supposed to do at a duel, Mr. Abner?
I don't know. Lum said we're supposed to have one, all I know. Might be just something he's made up. More likely, he was just scared to come out here by himself and face me. That's the whole thing.
If that's a three there, that ought to be a seven right there next to it. Or no, that's wrong.
Wait a minute. Yonder comes the old varmint right now. Look who he's got for a second. Mousy Gray.
It's 6:30.
Huh?
Thought you said the duel was going to be at 12 o'clock.
It is. Now, face up, Cedric. And don't you act too friendly toward that mousing, either. Recollect, he's on Lum's side.
Yes, Mom.
For the land sakes, what in the world has that Lum got on his lodge robe for? Look at him, Cedric.
Oh, goody. If you win, Mr. Abner, can I have that robe? It'd be nice for Halloween.
Yes, up now, Cedric. How do you do, sir?
Yeah, I see you got here all right, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, I got here.
Mr. Peabody, I want to introduce my second, Mr. Llewellyn Snavely Gray.
I know, Mousy.
Mr. Weehunt, this is Mr. Gray.
Hubba hubba, Mousy.
Hubba hubba, Cedric.
Wait a minute, what's that? Are you two giving signals?
Oh, no, Mom, that's just modern talk, Mr. Lum. Everybody says it over school and around different places. It means, I don't believe I know. For sure what it does mean.
Well, come on, let's get this thing over with here.
Well, just a minute, Mr. Peabody. Do you know the rules?
The rules?
Yeah, there's certain rules you have to follow. The duel ain't legal, I don't think.
No. What I want to know is, what have you got your lodge robe on for?
This ain't a lodge robe. Today, it's a cape.
A cape?
All duelers wears capes.
Huh.
Leastways, them that's got any brains does.
Well, I don't see what's so brainy about that. Again, you get to shooting and ducking behind trees, you're going to get all tangled up in that thing.
In the first place, I take the keep off and hand it to my second, wherever the shooting starts. In the second place, I ain't ducking behind no trees.
Well, fight any way you want to, I don't care. I know what I'm going
to
do.
You'll fight according to the rules, or you ain't dueling me. I'll tell you that right here and now.
All right. No, don't argue. Go ahead. Tell me the rules.
Well, to begin with, our second steps up and hands us our weapons. Our guns.
Oh, well, I'm way ahead of you on that, Fizzle.
Then me and you stand with our backs to one another and...
Just stop right there. Wait just a minute. Whoa.
Now what's the matter?
I figured you'd try something like that. Now, how can we shoot at one another if we ain't even facing one another?
Well, let me finish.
You expect us to use mirrors? Shoot over our shoulders?
No, of course not. We stand there and...
I seen a feller in a carnival do that one. Wait a minute. Have you been practicing that, taking advantage of me? I doggy, you ain't going to get away with it, Lom Edwards. I'll tell you that right now. You won't get away with it.
Well, calm down. Let me finish explaining this to you. After we stand there, back
to
back...
That's out. I'll tell you that. Right. No back-to-back business.
Then we each take 20 paces. That's steps.
Oh.
Forwards. Then we turn around and far.
Oh, well, that's better. Wait a minute. No. No, you don't.
What's the matter now?
Well, I see what you're doing. You got longer legs than I have, and you'll get there sooner, and then you can turn around and fire first.
Why, that's plumb silly.
You can do it.
We both take the same number of steps, so we both get there at the same time.
Huh.
Don't matter if one feller takes bigger steps than the other or not.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, wait a minute, though. You'll be farther away from me than I am from you, and you're liable to get clean out of my range.
It'll be the same distance betwixt both of us. You see, if I walk in one direction, and you will... Well, it's too hard to explain to a feller like you. Just take my word for it.
Yeah. All right. Anything to stop arguing it. I still think there's something peculiar about it, though. I'd feel a heap better if you had little short legs. I know that.
All right, let's get this thing started. Come on, now. Stand here with your back to mine.
Lum, how about your robe? Or, I mean, your dueling cape?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Help me get it off, Mousie.
Yes, sir.
You want me to help you take off your sweater, Mr. Edmonds?
Why, of course not. It's that blame cold. I ain't going to stand here and freeze to death.
Yeah, that's better. All right, now my dueling pistol, Mousie.
You mean the shotgun?
Yeah.
My revolver, Cedric.
Oh, you done got it, Mr. Evans.
Oh, I had it in my hand. Been a snake, it bit me.
I don't know why you brung that thing. You can't hit nothing with it. You couldn't hit the side of a barn with a handful of shell corn.
I ain't trying to hit the side of a barn. I'll hit the side of you, though. I'll tell you that right
now,
boy.
Here we go, and don't leave out no numbers while you're counting, either.
Leave two holes through you. That's all I'm going to leave.
Are you ready?
I reckon I am. I'm getting so mad, I better hurry up and get over with her.
That just suits me fine.
Don't argue with me now. I'll start a fist fight with you.
One.
Duel and fight.
I'm starting to count. You better be ready.
All right.
Step forward. One, two, three. Oh, wait a minute.
Now, boss. Another rule?
Yeah, I just recollected. I was supposed to slap you in the face with my gloves.
Why? What have I did now?
Nothing. They always do that before they start a duel, though. I don't know why.
Well, now, just a minute. You have your hand inside or outside of that glove when you slap me with it?
Inside, I think.
Uh-oh.
But it don't make no difference. I forgot my gloves anyway. We just skipped that part of it.
Well, that's a good idea. You go slapping me around, I'm liable to lose my tempers here. One of us might get hurt.
All right, let's start over now. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two...
Wait a minute. This ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna work.
What's the matter?
If I take 20 paces in the direction I'm going, I'll wind up standing right out there in the open.
Well, what's the matter with that?
Well, I want to walk in some direction where I'll end up by a tree I can jump behind.
Adner, in dueling, you don't never get behind trees or nothing else.
Just stand right out in the open?
Why, sure.
Well, no wonder so many folks get killed doing this. I believe we better change that rule.
No, we ain't changing no rules. We're dueling right or we ain't dueling at all.
What did I get into
here? Are you ready now?
I reckon so. Still, rather we'd pick out a couple of good sturdy trees and start blasting away.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
All right.
One, two, three.
Now, while these preparations were taking place, a fairly significant conversation was in progress in Squire Skint's office.
Yes, just sit right down there, Grandpap. I've got a couple letters to sign. I'll be right with you.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Squire. What was you want to see me about?
Well, things are somewhat altered since I called you, Grandpap, but I'll tell you what it was anyway. As you undoubtedly know, this insurance matter between Lum and Admiral has gone so far that now they've decided to have a duel.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So I felt that as their friends, you and I should get together and try to find some way to talk them out of it.
Well, you ought to have thought about that sooner. I'd say it's kind of late now.
Well, I'll admit we shouldn't have let it go this far. However, now, since I called you a while ago, something has come up which seems to solve the whole thing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in the mail that came in just now, there was a letter from my home office stating that Lom and Abner had both been turned down for that partnership insurance.
Turned down?
It seems that neither one of them passed the medical examination.
Oh, for pity's sake, that's a shame. A pigeon-toed shame. A shame, shame, shame.
Yes, I hate to lose the business, all right. But on the other hand, if it'll bring Lom and Abner back to their senses and make them friends again, I'm more than glad to lose the commission.
Yes, sir, that is a shame. Losing that insurance right when they could have used it, too. Or one of them could have.
Well, I hardly think that's the way to look at it, Grandpa. I'll call them up and tell them the good news, and that ought to straighten everything out.
I don't know how you can do that. I don't believe there's a phone out at Pin Oak Flat.
But no, I was going to call Pin Oak Flat.
Yeah, that's where they're dueling at.
What's that?
I said goodbye to Abner on his way out there. I wanted to go along and watch, but he wouldn't let me.
Well, why'd they go out there so early? A duel isn't supposed to take place until 12 midnight, is it?
No, 12 noon.
Noon? Oh, my goodness. What time is it now, Grandpa?
Well, it's 5 minutes.
Oh, my. Come on, Grandpa. Come on. We got to get out there as quick as we can. Hurry up, we'll be...
Well, thank goodness Squire Stimp and Grandpa got together. Now the question is, can they get to Pin Oak Flats in time? Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, it's been said that money brings honor, friends, conquest, and kingdom. But I know many times you'd give all that for just one night's good sleep. And that's why so many people turn to Miles Nervine when nervous tension and overwrought nerves cause an occasional sleepless, restless night. You see, Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension. It's been making good for over 60 years. Try it next time you're jittery and cranky from the lack of sleep. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product. Caution, use only as directed. So see your druggist now. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.